dartboard destination.
Our destination this week is Alentejo in Portugal, which sounds gorgeous. I want to pack my bags already, Mark.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, all that, you know, lovely restaurants and rolling countryside and beaches without anybody on.
And by the way, we are giving away dinner for two this afternoon at Picante, which is a Portuguese restaurant in Dubai. It's at 4 points by the Sheraton. And all you got to do is text us and let us know why you deserve it. I had a few texts coming in. Cindy says she's had 1,000 dirhams of fines to register our car.
Really?
She'd like a dinner on us.
That's a fair few. Lara says we wish to win because we didn't have time to celebrate our wedding anniversary at the end of March. I think we deserve it.
And then we had a text from Mohammed, who was very loyal, who says, I start my day with a business breakfast and I end work with the ticket. He's a very loyal listener. Thank you very much, Mohammed.
Yeah.
Keep them coming in. Let us know why you deserve dinner on us at Picante Portuguese Restaurant. And we'll get back to dartboard destination now. We're going to chat to a chap called Rui, who knows Alentejo well. What can you tell us about it, Rui?
It's relatively flat. It's relatively unknown and unexplored by tourism, much less known than the much more famous Algarve. Because of it, actually keeps some of its more distinctive characteristics. Mild rolling hills with a lot of tones of green and yellow by being a bit drier than the north. And,
beautiful.
Hotter. But it has some beautiful cities, two of them, Évora and Elvas, being World Heritage sites, traditional, in which you feel as if you've stepped back in time.
Are these two towns very far away from each other? I mean, could you cover them in a day or you know, what's kind of the distances we're talking about?
Alentejo is a place where you move slowly, so you wouldn't like to cover them both in a day. You can definitely travel from one to the other within a day. I'm not sure if it is somewhere between 50 or 100 kilometers.
Yeah.
Or maybe more. But you definitely want to spend a good day walking around the city, abandoning your car and just exploring the small alleyways. And that applies both to Elvas but also to Évora, that is bigger, is grander, and perhaps has more to offer. But those cities, you need to take them at the step that Alentejo deserves, and that's a slow pace, such that you breathe the atmosphere, you breathe the environment, and you just appreciate 1 minute after another.
Which one is your favorite and why?
Évora. And I think that's just because it has more to offer. It has a little chapel that has a chamber full of bones. So they call it the Bone Chapel, or Capela dos Ossos, for example.
Yeah.
I forgot the story behind why they started putting human bones, you know, on the walls of this small chapel. But it's a unique and perhaps the only site globally where you find these characteristics. It has some great restaurants around the center.
Which one's your favorite restaurant?
I don't remember the name, because in Portugal, and even more important in Alentejo, you get into a restaurant where there are people. You would avoid restaurants where there are no people.
Okay.
But it's inevitable that you'll get into some great food. So there are some great meat dishes, particularly. Of course, the closer you are to the coast, then the more fish you should just choose out of the menu. It has great cheeses, so we have as good cheese as the French. We may just not market it as well.
So are these cities easy to navigate then on foot? You say, you know, you must spend some time walking around. Is it a very kind of walkable city? And what other transportation is available apart from your feet?
I'm sure there are local buses, but each of these cities is not very big in nature. So
yeah.
So walking is definitely the preferred. So I totally recommend get comfortable shoes, up and down the castles, the old walls of the castles, and you would have a terrific time.
Rui, we're going to have to stop you there. We could talk about it all afternoon, but thank you so much for coming on this afternoon. Got lots of calls to get to now. Also, texts coming in. I've been to Alentejo. It's nice, but people are very, very slow. Fair enough. That's from
Stefano. Not surprised all that walking that they've got to do.
Got Adam on the line as well. Hi, Adam.
How are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you this afternoon?
Smashing, thank you.
You a bit of a Geordie twang there. Are you from my part?
Not quite. To the side of it, Carlisle.
Oh, that's all right. We don't mind guys.
Now, you've got a father-in-law, yeah, that's from Alentejo.
That's right, yeah. Well, he's not from there, but he lives there.
He lives there?
He retired there about 10 years ago.
So it's a retirement haven as well, is it?
Well, it's more like, it's quite an odd one. It's like a farm, and on the farm there's a number of expats. It's quite strange, because it's just outside a small village called Ferreira do Alentejo. Mm-hmm. And
well said.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been practicing before you ran. Basically, yeah, it's like full of locals, as you'd expect, and then this little community of expats that live on this farm. It's quite bizarre, but they seem to mix rather well. So,
does he speak the language?
About five words, yeah.
Five words.
Obrigada being one of them, probably.
That's it, yeah, and dos cervezas and whatever. So,
Do you get to visit very often?
Yeah, it used to. Yeah, I used to go out, and obviously out here not so much, but I used to go out quite a bit.
Right, so what's it like?
It's a beautiful place.
What's your favourite thing about it?
It's just so laid back. I mean, everybody's just mega chilled out. I think everybody, you've talked the guys before saying it's slow and whatnot, slow paced. It just really is very chilled out. And I think on top of that, sort of get yourself into the smaller villages in and around sort of a place called Beja. And there's a lot of little bars in there. You wouldn't expect them to be bars. You just wander in. And there's these great big vats in there where they do their own wine and stuff, and you can have a jolly good afternoon, really.
Oh, it sounds incredible. And is it, when you say sleepy and, like, laid back, do they have, like, long siestas in the afternoon? Does everything close down halfway through the day?
Well, everything sort of stops up. All the workers come in from wherever they've been working. They come and have a big old scran up, you know, lots of food in the afternoon and sort of a bit of wine as well.
Then it's siesta time.
That's right, yeah, absolutely. So, and then go back to it a little later on, I would expect.
Sounds like a nice place to work, doesn't it, Mark?
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. I get the fact, I'm seeing all these, like, empty streets, you know, with all the dust blowing around, you know, almost like a gunfight at the OK Corral sort of thing.
It's a little like that. You get the characters as well, so it's a little bit like that.
Awesome. Is it pretty easy to find your way around as well if you hired a car? The road's kind of easy to navigate.
If you've got a map, it'd be fine. It's not a problem. I mean, it's quite accessible from, like, Lisbon and even from Faro as well. It depends where you want to go in Alentejo.
So why are the tourists not going?
I don't know. I suppose the Algarve is the place, isn't it, in Portugal? Or if you want to go to the north, you go to the Jura Valley or Porto or whatever. It's just a sort of in the middle, you know? Well, it's in the south, I suppose, but it's very sun-baked. It is beautiful. It's just, it's kind of better that way that not many people go, you know, and...
Yeah.
I suppose when you get too many people going, then you complain that, oh, well, it used to be like this.
So. And nobody wants to go anymore, does it? Yeah.
It's still got sort of got that charm, if you know what I mean. So.
And we heard a lot about the beaches. They're good?
Yeah, they're smashing. I mean, you can get little private areas, you know, so it's a bit wild because it's obviously on the Atlantic and whatnot, but there's some beautiful beaches. And food, we were talking about food earlier, food's absolutely fantastic and cheap as well, very cheap.
Great stuff. Well, Dan, we'll let you get back to your siesta now, and
thank you for joining
us on the show. Cheers.
No bother. Cheers.
Just a quick recap then. You can fly into Lisbon. We found a flight with Lufthansa next month. 2,487 dirhams is kind of the cheapest we could find with a stop on the way. But Emirates do go there direct, starting from 4,115 dirhams, and it's about 8 hours to get there. You also do need to hire a car, so bear that in mind. Where are we going to go next week?
Right, it's time to chuck our dart, isn't
it,
for the dartboard destination. We've got our map here in the studio, so...
You just joined us. This is how we do this.
You got your dart? This is how we do it. One, two, three, chuck it. All right. So where's that?
I think it's landed in the sea, actually. Where is it?
Go on, have a look. Has it landed in the sea?
It has landed in the sea.
Yeah, near
Malta.
Near Malta, okay.
Gozo
is the closest.
Gozo,
I have as well. It's like a tiny little island just off Malta, isn't it?
I went about 20 years ago with my dad.
Right, if you've been to Gozo, any of our listeners been to Gozo, we want to start hearing from you now.
Yes, please.
We need to know everything about it on 4001. Drop us a text. Gozo is our destination, our dartboard destination for next week.